This is Cheat Code 745, How to Choose Your Major. Welcome to Declassified College, a podcast where we give you all the cheat codes needed to pass this level in your life. Each week, we share three short episodes filled with clips of our interviews with students from across the United States, and occasionally an interview with an industry expert to answer all of your questions about attending university. College can be what sets you up for a prosperous career, or it can be the 4 years that when you look back on it, you wish you did it different. We're here to make sure that you have all the information so that by the time you walk across that stage, you're ready for the so-called real world that the boomers love to talk about. My name is Justin Nguyen, and it's about time we declassified college. You're 18 years old, you just got your SAT scores back, and now it's time to start applying for colleges. You get the application to your top five universities, you're going through it, and one of the questions that it asks you is, what is your major? Now, if you're like me and most traditional high school students, you've never been asked this question ever before in your life. You just took whatever classes that you were given in high school. Maybe you took some electives, but that was really about it. You've got no real knowledge of what a major is, and all you know is that this major is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. And you have to make that decision when you're 17, 18, 19 years old. A, that makes zero sense of why that's the case. But B, you have no real idea what you're getting yourself into. And it's super interesting to now look back on my college journey and how I chose my major, because I went through three official major changes, but probably more like 25 non-official major changes of just sitting in my room thinking, okay, I can't be an athletic trainer major anymore. I want to be a bio major, or I want to go to PA school, or I'm going to be a surgeon. Like, all of those things popped through my mind, but ultimately I landed in the finance major. And the craziest story of that is the reason that I chose being a finance major was because of my roommate, Gustavo Rios. We would always sit there and play FIFA together. And I was sick and tired about how FIFA was kind of moving and that you would have to get a whole bunch of coins. So I started looking up videos on how to get more coins, because as a broke college student, I didn't have money to spend on packs to get more coins. So I learned about this technique of trading, and I would buy players that were lower and sell them for higher. And then that difference amount of coins, that's what I would make. And long story short, I traded to over 1 million coins in about 3 months. And my roommate was like, holy crap, dude, you can do this in real life. And that's when he started talking to me about the stock market. That got me interested in the business world, where I saw Gary Vee's content. And that's where it's kind of led me down this whole entrepreneurship and business track ever since my freshman year. But the reason I say that is because there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can go about choosing your major. And I got to talk to a bunch of students and ask them how they chose their major. And it's been quite interesting to see what some of their responses were. For example, Jared Mani is a junior at the University of Central Florida, and he's a marketing major. And here's a clip of what he said on how he chose his major.
So if I had to put it in my own words, I've always liked to share impactful experiences and things that I've enjoyed with other people, whether it's food or like a specific product or a sport or something. If you tell me you don't like something, I want to know why so I can make it better.
Now, what's interesting about Jared is that he's not going to college the traditional way. He's a lot older than most college students, and he's actually gone back to school after working in the workforce as a paramedic for several years. And so he has a really unique perspective because he's actually gotten to experience the real world and truly figure out what he likes. And that's why when you look at and hear his answer, he's very calculated in the way that he chose. But let's listen to someone who's a little bit closer to maybe your age, someone who's in school right now, going down the traditional path of college, of going right into college after high school. Here's Nicole Alziv.
I grew up in an immigrant family, and I was exposed to both the culture in my hometown, which was very uniform, and then my culture at home, which was completely different. And I loved the different dynamic. And then taking that into a business environment and considering the different perspectives of different countries and seeing inter-country relations, I just absolutely loved it.
So I totally resonate with what Nicole said, because both of my parents are immigrants from Vietnam. But what's crazy about Nicole's perspective, she found a way to mold her parents' background with her sort of passions growing up of combining international business with finding a major around that. And I thought that was really unique, because there are many students out there that have a similar background that might not even know what international business is, especially coming out of high school. But B, realizing that if you're looking at background knowledge on whether it's your parents' history or your history growing up, and finding little things that you really like to do growing up, you tend to be able to find that major that you truly deserve to go after. So with all that said, the cheat code on how to choose your major truly is to just experiment. You have to try things, because if you're just picking a name from a hat randomly, you'll never actually know what you want your major to be until it's too late. There's so many people that I know that just picked a major when they were in high school, stuck through it until their junior or senior year, until when they were actually taking classes that were geared towards their major, that's when they realized that major wasn't for them. But they were already so deep in their major, so many thousands of dollars in debt, that they couldn't necessarily turn around, or it wasn't easy for them to turn around, because they would have had to add another 2 to 3 years on top of what they've already been in school. Don't put yourself in that position. Test early. Those first 1 to 2 years in college, try as many things as possible. Try that unpaid internship because you can afford to do it. Volunteer, shadow as many people as possible. I know these are things that you've probably heard in the past, but there's a reason that you've heard it, because it's so important to actually understand what you're doing. Choosing a major doesn't have to be hard. It just takes more time than what most people think it takes. And always remember, if you're too far gone into your degree and you can't see yourself turning back and adding another 2 to 3 years to change it, or you've already graduated with a degree and you're not using it in your job, only about 27% of people who graduate have a job using their degree. So until next time, peace. If you've liked any of the cheat codes that we've given out, please hit that subscribe button and give us a review on iTunes. Each review helps us grow and make sure that more people learn these tips. We love to hear from you all, so make sure you check out our website, www.getyourgrindup.com, and follow us on all social media platforms at getyourgrindup. That's GetyourGrindup. Michelle's DMs are always open, so make sure you slide into them and tell her how much you're loving the Get Your Grind Up podcast. Until next time, get your grind up. Peace.